Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Shortlist. Brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
He has this thing about living in a basement. People can't do that.
They did not lose their insurance. Unless they chose, they wanted to go to something else.
Who built the cages,
Let's talk about
who built the cages,
about.
Joe.
He says to them about the poor boys.
You sense that we have to give 10% to the big men. Joe, what's that all about? It's terrible.
There's a reason why he's bringing up all this.
The American people are going to side with President Trump.
I would have liked to have been able to moderate that debate.
You know, I was born in the South. South Bronx.
J.J. Carafano from the Heritage Foundation joining us this morning. And Jim, what a night. And I just have one question. Where are the cages, Joe? Who built the cages?
Can we talk for like an hour? I mean, I am just so over-caffeinated here. Look, I'm so excited immigration came up in the debate. You know, the Biden said, I want amnesty. So what people have to realize, just saying I want amnesty is essentially the biggest advertisement for coyotes and human traffickers in the universe. They will go out and they will use that soundbite to recruit tens of thousands of people who will pay them many tens of millions of dollars to try to smuggle them into the United States because they think they'll get amnesty. That subjects them to all kinds of crimes and victimhood, from rape to extortion to even murder. It makes the border completely unstable, and then it means the cartels can turn around and flood us with opioids. That is a disaster, and the fact that that was said in the debate last night is maybe one of the biggest attacks on our national security, our public health, and on giving us a new crime wave. I was just shocked.
I was a little disappointed that the president, the way he handled the missing parent question last night. I'm not surprised Kristen Welker asked it, but when he finally said, "Well, we're taking good care of them," that was not a good answer to that. Shouldn't the answer have been where are their parents? I mean, first of all, it was a Democratic policy that forced them to be separated, not a Republican policy. The Democrats went to court and got a consent decree that forced us to separate the kids from the parents.
Right. And that actually did come out. It kind of got lost in the back and forth. But both those points were the two points were made. One is these children, and what Biden said was completely incorrect, that they came over with their parents. These children, for the most part, are the ones that were brought over by human traffickers. And it's very difficult to connect the dots to who actually are their parents.
Right.
So this is not the president's fault. This is the fault of the traffickers. And it is the fault of the Obama administration that created the scenario that made it incredibly profitable for traffickers to peddle minors across the border, either as part of fake families or as unaccompanied minors, or to overwhelm the system with challenges that made it difficult for the government to keep families together. This administration blew that whole policy up and destroyed it. And so the number of children that are actually separated from their parents have now declined to like nothing. That's an accomplishment of this administration. And the ones that are left are from problems that were created by the Obama administration. And so for Biden to go there and say that this is a Trump problem, when it's actually something his government did when he on his watch, that was just a lie. And to say that these are just gonna, you know, nice little kids that came over with their parents and we tore their families apart, that was a lie.
Is there any bigger foreign interference to talk about than when the Chinese Communist government is allegedly paying the son of a then sitting vice president of the United States to be on a board to do things he has no qualifications for? I mean, what came out yesterday by this Tony Bobulinski has been ignored by most of the media in this country.
Well, look, I'm going to get it. I don't know how deep these allegations go or what they really mean, everything else. But I think one thing that is absolutely crystal clear is the lack of proportionality in way the public media and investigative journalists have treated this issue and anything to do with the president. Anything to do with the president, there was a presumption of guilt. There was a rush not to look at the facts and to just publish accusations. Now we have exactly the opposite. There's an actual effort to suppress the facts and to not challenge them. So, for example, the moderator did challenge the president on occasion with his facts. But when the vice president said, this is just a Russian disinformation campaign and there is no evidence to support this, the moderator didn't challenge that, even though that his statements were factually untrue. You know, he talked about these 50 intelligence experts who said it's Russian disinformation.
Right.
They said that, one, without any information. All of them are connected to his campaign. And the actual people that are looking at the intelligence and the information, the intelligence community and the FBI said, no, that's actually not true. The laptop itself and the product of that that we're seeing, those emails, we don't know. We can debate what they mean, but they were not. There is zero evidence that they were produced by the Russians. Nobody took Biden to task for that last night. I thought that was bad. And the other thing is you saying there's no evidence. Matter of fact, NBC said about this $3.5 million gift to the family from a Russian oligarch. Right. They said that's factually untrue. I mean that there's no evidence for that. Well, there's a piece of paper that purports to be an email which hasn't been proven false, which is evidence of that. So I see I never thought that this whole thing was going to move any votes, but we have seen, I think, public media and the social network companies really delegitimize themselves as responsible actors. I mean, in the worst possible way.
It's been headed that direction a long time, Jim, and what happened yesterday just cemented it. There's no doubt about that.
I go back to the immigration issue. I mean, there are no two issues, and again, vote whatever you want. There are no two issues in which these candidates are more completely different than those two issues, will have a bigger impact on our future. So I'm glad it came up. I wish they'd have talked about it a lot more.
Yeah, there are a lot of issues they could have talked about a lot more, including packing the Supreme Court, which they totally ignored last night. Just drove me crazy. Hey, buddy, have a good weekend. We appreciate you.
Wait, I have an hour of more ranting.
Well, go ahead. We'll take a break and we'll come right back.
You just hang up and I'll rant into the phone.
I do it all the time. It's okay.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Talk to you next week.
See you later.
JJ
Carafano at the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. They got a lot of that information up there as well on the immigration policies, comparing President Trump and Joe Biden's policies. Quick break here, 314-241-9797. Your phone call is coming up.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And I say we're learning to live with it. We have no choice. We can't lock ourselves up in a basement like Joe does. He has the he has the ability to lock himself up. I don't know. He's obviously made a lot of money someplace, but he has this thing about living in a basement. People can't do that.
Let me welcome you to October 23rd, 2020. Last time I checked the calendar, today was the 23rd of October of 2020.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Carl Middleman.
And yes. Happy birthday, Carl Middleman. And my friend Kara Savio, I saw she's celebrating birthday today. Here's the headline on The Hill this morning. TheHill.com, dated 10-23-20. Biden leads Trump by 10 points nationally.
Good.
Okay.
Just as a point of reference, let me take you back to this headline on October 23rd, 2016. Mm-hmm. Exactly 4 years ago today, Clinton up by 12 points over Trump in ABC News tracking poll. Hillary Clinton has vaulted to a double-digit lead in the ABC News 2016 election tracking poll. I'm just pointing that out.
Your numbers today. That's well, fine. I think
it's important for people to understand that it really is. This is what's going on. And here's what pollster Frank Luntz says about it. If Trump defies the polls again in 2020, quote, my profession is done, end quote.
I couldn't agree more.
Okay.
Should be.
I mean,
how many times do you get to be wrong like this?
I don't know. I don't. Let me get to a few phone calls here this morning. Michael, thanks for holding on.
First off, love the show. I am a new resident to Missouri, and I'm very grateful for your show, and I also appreciate the voter guide that you released. My thought on the debate last night, my big takeaway is think about how hard the president has been working since getting out of the hospital, the pace that he has maintained, and yet he crushed the debate last night. And then you've got Biden, who purposefully, for many reasons, because he wanted to hide, did nothing for 5 days before the debate and laid an absolute turd on national TV.
Yeah, couldn't agree more, Michael. Thank you for listening. Yeah. and thanks for the kind words.
Welcome.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Linda, you're on the radio.
Hi, Mark. I think I need a bumper sticker that says lock him up instead of lock her up. But anyway, I'm really shocked and thinking about Biden isn't going to last long. A vote for Biden is a vote for Camilla. And so the thing is she's the one that was so proud of inhaling. Tulsi Gabbard tore her up on the debate stage with the Democrats, and she could become our next president because, like I said, he's going downhill. Either he's going to prison or he's declining mentally. Well, both of those.
Yeah, it's a good point, Linda, and thank you for making it because let's not forget, by ranking, Kamala Harris is the most liberal member of the new U.S. Senate. And remember who's up there, folks. That's impressive. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are in the United States Senate. Kamala Harris is considered left of both of them. And she'll be your president if Joe Biden somehow fools enough people to get into office or they manage to change enough votes. Sean, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
Good. What's going on?
Hey, have you heard the latest on the ATF trying to go after pistol braces?
Somebody called in earlier about that.
Okay, sorry, I just got off work. I didn't hear that. So.
Well, no, that's okay. I mean, the caller earlier was worried that Donald Trump's not doing enough to fight that, but then another caller called in and said that they kind of snuck it in under the radar and the president is looking at it.
Okay, yeah, I just contacted Josh Hawley's office. I left a message, so hopefully I'll hear something from him about it, but...
Yeah, very good, Sean. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah,
bye.
We'll talk soon. Yeah, we had a caller earlier claiming Donald Trump didn't really support the Second Amendment. I mean, have you looked at the alternative? The alternative is a guy named Beto O'Rourke. That's what you're facing. Hell yes, we're going to take your guns. That guy's going to be the Second Amendment gun grabbing czar. If Joe Biden wins.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47.
We'll get to more of your phone calls coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Don't worry. It's all going to be over soon. Come on. Learning to live with it. Come on. Not that many of you are going to die, so don't worry about it. Come on. I know how to game the system. Come on. Come on, folks. And we had a good relationship with Hitler before he, in fact, invaded Europe, the rest of Europe. Come on. Is lecturing me on Social Security and Medicare? Come on. Let him go bankrupt. Come on. But I told him to stand down and stand ready. Come on.
Do we count? Do we have a count?
I don't know. I'm hungover from that game we played.
Dang, that was a lot of come ons.
Do you want to hear that for the rest of for the next 4 years or 2 years, however long he lasts? You have to ask yourself that.
Certainly not drinking every time he says it again.
No kidding. That's rough. That would be rough. That would be like this. Hold on. Oh, what did I do wrong?
I don't know.
Come on, Mark.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
This isn't fair.
This isn't fair.
Letting me be clear.
I did. Yeah, that's what you're going to have
to listen to.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Should I take Daryl's phone call?
Yeah.
Let me take it. Hey, Daryl, how are you, buddy?
Man, I'm doing all right.
How's Jeb Bush doing these days? Is he still miserable?
He's all right. We going to hook up for some barbecue, man. You need to come and hang out with him. You can learn something. You can learn something.
You feeling good? You changed your mind last night after watching that great debate by the president?
Man, that guy's a sorry liar. He lied about everything. He can lie without trying to lie. I'm telling you something. I'm just glad. I'm blessed that my family don't have to worry about all this just foolishness that's come out of this clown mall. It was just refreshing just to hear Biden says that he's running for president for the whole country. Rather you.
You didn't buy that typical politician gobbledygook. Yeah. That's nonsense Joe Biden's not going to be president and be working on behalf of me because he doesn't support the things I believe in.
Well, I mean, but it's good to hear that part, you know, besides hearing Trump just talking red state, Democrat this, and then it's just. I just happens to be black, even though my wife, she's Russian, but I'm black. I look at myself in the mirror, I'm black. I mean, somebody had to tell me that I'm black. Just think about, what about Lyndon Johnson? What about him? What he done for black folks? So Trump said he's done more for blacks than everybody except Lincoln. What about Lyndon Johnson?
Well, Johnson said he was going to have you in his back pocket for the next 50 years. Remember that? Remember that comment?
He done a great job.
Yeah, he dropped the N-word when he said that comment. But you still support Lyndon Johnson?
You know what? When I came up in the hood on the west side, I heard the N-word a lot. So, what the Haiti? And I keep being from the street in my business because of I have to watch out for the people that I deal with. I have to watch out for the people I deal with because I just happen to be black and people will try taking advantage of you. So in case I have to clown with some of these fools that try ripping me off.
Daryl, I hope that we're all celebrating together a big Trump victory on November 4th.
I mean, I'm telling you, I just hope that we find a way to get our party back, and I hope that it don't take 20, 30 years for us to recover from Trump.
I appreciate the call. We're going to agree to disagree on that because I don't know what that means. I don't know what it means that we got to get our party back because I'm looking at this group of people who describe themselves as never Trumpers, who are out there actively campaigning against the president of the United States. My question for them would be, did you support this spineless jellyfish named Mitt Romney? Did you? Did you support John McCain? Did you support Jeb Bush? Could you imagine if any of them had gotten elected and what a disaster it would have been for this country? You finally get somebody in the office who's honest, who's hardworking, who never quits. He's just like you and me, except he's been an international businessman who understands how the world works in a way that no president in the last 30 years has. Or if they have, they didn't care. If they cared, they wouldn't have given away all of our trade to foreign countries. Donald Trump has done those things that had to be done, that were necessary, not because he licked his finger and stuck it in the political wind to see which way the wind was blowing before he took action. He didn't float trial balloons. He went out and he fixed NAFTA, and he went out and he secured trade deals with the European Union, and he made the people with our partners overseas there pay their fair share for their own self-defense. That's what he's done. Joe Biden, as he pointed out again and again last night, Daryl,
has been in Washington 47 years. If 8 of those is vice president, and he didn't get anything of the things that he wants done. Everything he talked about last night that's wrong with America was wrong with America 4 years ago when Joe Biden was still vice president. He didn't fix anything, but you know what he did do? He tried to capitalize on his family name to get rich from China. We know that now. He's rotten to the core like a lot of these politicians. And the last thing we need to do as a party is go back to that by hiring another weasel like Mitt Romney to be the head of our party. That's not the direction the Republican Party needs to go. It's just not. Donald Trump has shown us that you can't exist with the swamp monsters. They never give up trying to pull you down. But getting in bed with them is not the way to deal with it. We know that now. I'm going to get to a quick break. When we come back here, if you've heard this controversy about Rudy Giuliani and some Borat movie that's out, Carl Middleman, birthday boy, is in here with us today. He's going to come in the studio. He's seen the movie. We'll break it down when we come back.
R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
That's what we need. Carl Middleman, happy birthday.
Thank you, Mark.
We got a bunch of birthdays coming up. I just found out Brian Eggers' birthday is today from Eggers Heating
birthday,
and Air Conditioning.
Happy big birthday,
fan.
Brian.
Big fan of Brian.
My daughter's birthday is tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Ginger. Happy
and
birthday, Ginger.
Denise's birthday is Monday, and she won't be here. So happy birthday, Denise.
Thank
happy
you very birthday, much. Denise.
Happy birthday. My daughter's birthday was on Sunday.
Ah, happy birthday to her, too.
Happy birthday, Maggie.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Good stuff.
Mine's in a couple weeks, guys. I'll just wait for mine.
Yeah, you can just wait.
It's also today is Weird Al's birthday, Pele's birthday, Johnny Carson's birthday, Amelia Clark from Game of Thrones, and Ryan Reynolds.
No.
Nice. Who I share a birthday with? Hillary Clinton.
Oh.
It's today.
Monday.
I'll be sure not to mention that.
I knew you'd appreciate that one, Mark.
Shocked. And somebody wanted us to mention that it's the anniversary of the Beirut bombing. In 1983.
Okay. Oh, that is the opposite of what we're doing
right now, but
thanks, Carl.
Okay.
It was a listener that did it. Sorry.
That's what we
first Hillary Clinton, then you have to mention that.
Yeah, this is and spiraling.
Then I saw Borat's subsequent movie film.
What a segue.
Back up, you creep. Get away from me.
So the whole Borat thing, I mean, supposedly they made Rudy Giuliani appear to be in a compromising position.
Yeah.
Was he really just trying to get his microphone
unhooked? When I watched it, that was not the part that upset me. The part that upset me was when he put his hand on her lower back, and I said, ooh, you should not be doing that. And then he was taking off his mic pack, and it is edited in a weird way. He should have never been in that position. Ever, because this was back in April.
Okay,
he shouldn't have been in a
that
room,
hotel
with,
room?
A, with a
on a bed
foreign journalist,
the young woman.
She was not on the bed. She was not on the bed, and that woman is playing Borat's daughter, by the way. And so this is different from the first Borat. The first Borat was 14 years ago, and that was all about he was coming to meet Pamela Anderson. That was a big thing. This one, he's presenting his daughter to Donald Trump so Kazakhstan can be friends with Donald Trump. So first he tries to give his daughter to Mike Pence, and that doesn't work. And then they list off all these people that are in jail that they want to. And so they, what about Rudy Giuliani? And they get a meeting with him. So
is this not entrapment?
No, because it's not a government. It's not. They're not doing
anything
illegal.
How do people not recognize Borat?
That's part of the story too. Like he starts to do some of his stuff, and everybody recognizes him. So he gets in these disguises, and she does most of the heavy lifting. This girl playing his 15-year-old daughter, she does most of the stuff that he did in the first movie. They go against. It is kind of. It's not trashing Republicans. It's trashing conspiracy theories. It's about the Masons and QAnon and Holocaust deniers. So it's not just Republicans that are being skewered in this. It's conspiracy people.
But Rudy didn't do anything wrong, bottom line.
He shouldn't have been there.
How long has this man been in politics? Why in the world would he agree to go into a hotel room with a young Russian woman on camera and sit on a bed?
Yeah,
that is just dumb.
And Borat does make a couple jokes in there. He goes, "She's 15. She's too old for you." And he said, and then he also says, "Stick to marrying your cousins."
Oh boy!
This is so not my kind of humor. Like, no. I hated the first one. You couldn't pay me to watch the second one.
If you hated the first one, but if you liked the first one, you might enjoy this one. But on a better note, on Disney Plus today, streaming today, Once Upon a Snowman, which is the story of Olaf, because in Frozen, Elsa makes Olaf, and then you don't see him until he runs into
spoiler
Anna.
Alert.
Well, yes. There's already been a Frozen 2.
Yeah, so really. Thank you.
This is what happens between Anna and Elsa, or between Elsa and Anna, what the story of Olaf.
Aww.
In case
How
anyone,
long is it?
It's only 8 minutes.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to watch that this weekend. That you said it's on
Disney
Plus.
It's on Disney Plus.
So it's a short.
It's a short.
Stream it.
But you know what? I guarantee some nerd will edit this into their version of Frozen because it takes place in the movie and you find out why Olaf loves summer and why Olaf loves warm hugs and you find out all these things that you... The Olaf backstory.
I like it.
It's really nice.
I read something related to Disney Plus the other day that because of Disney Plus, something's not going to air this year for the first time in
Apple Plus is going to have Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown,
Charlie Brown will not air.
But it's not going to be on ABC this year. It was on CBS forever, and then it was on ABC.
But that's not because of Disney Plus.
Apple Plus.
Apple Plus bought the rights to it.
But if you do not have Apple Plus, they are going to have it free from like the 30th to November 1st. So
you get hooked.
So you can still watch it, yes. And then they're going to do the same thing with Thanksgiving and the same thing with Christmas. So you will still get to watch it if you don't have Apple Plus.
Smart of Apple Plus.
And Disney announced that Soul, which was the Pixar movie that was supposed to be coming out in theaters, that is going to be free on Disney Plus on Christmas Day.
Nice. Also, Mandalorian's coming out too, right?
That is coming out.
Season 2 trailer just dropped. We don't really have time for this.
It's one week from today. 1 week from today, Mandalorian.
I'm into it.
There's a new Kevin Costner movie coming out too. I'm kind of interested in.
Yes, I'm going to see that next week.
Yeah, since Yellowstone's on hiatus. Can't wait till the end of it for next year.
Rapid fire movie segment.
It is. No kidding. Carl, great to see you,
and
my
happy
friend.
Birthday,
glad
Carl.
You joined
Thank
us
you.
Today.
Enjoy your
happy
birthday weekend.
Carl. I am now.
Enjoy that steak you're going to have tonight. Good stuff. All right, folks. Kilmeade's up next with all of the fallout from Burisma and everything with the Bidens and the debate last night. Annie Fry will be around to take your phone calls again from noon to 3. We'll see you back here Monday morning. Happy birthday, Denise.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.